Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we have Anthony Jones joining us on the phone. Anthony is the president of RBD Consulting Firm and the newest member of our podcast team here at WGRT. His One Nation podcast will debut in August. So let's go to the interview and see what we can expect.
Welcome to the show, Anthony. You are the president of RBD Consulting Firm, which is described on your website as a human capital practice. What is human capital? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's the engine that drives innovation for organizations in every sphere of work and influence that we might imagine. It's people. People drive what happens that makes it all work. And that's capital. Capital is generally referred to as that asset that helps to build. We can think about when individuals borrow funds from banks to invest in building projects. They call that capital. Well, humans are the most valued capital that we have that pushes the goals and objectives of any organization. Well, if that's true, then having the right investment time and training and skill development and encouragement, quite honestly, built up within that human factor, it's critical. And so that's what the work that we do attempts and tries really, really hard to get done, to make those people who are in those organizations able to perform at their absolute and highest level so that everyone benefits.
Great. So you're investing in people and you're helping people develop and grow so that they can be a greater asset to their communities, probably to their families and every sphere of influence that they have.
Indeed. And this is actually at the end of the day when all of the noise subsides, Jesse, this really is what life has to be all about, is how do we interact with one another in a way that is not only quality, but also in a way that produces results where the quantity comes in, that we multiply just by knowing one another. So we're very committed to that kind of work.
Yeah, it's all those millions of little decisions human beings make every day that actually are making the biggest influence on our communities, right? You're working toward building people up in that way. A lot of what you do is it's through intercultural training. So you're building human capital through intercultural training. How can intercultural training help people deal with some of these really complex race and, you know, equality, equity issues that we're facing in the United States right now?
For us, it's very important that we help individuals to understand the times through a critical lens. Critical thinking means the opportunity to be able to look at situations from various vantage points based on understanding, knowledge, and then also to take that critical understanding and to move to the next level, which is skill development, which actually gives you the tools that you need in order to engage properly. So what it means is that we all come from a cultural background, and that background and that culture is built off of a value system. In other words, in the Jones household, there are certain things that we prize higher than others, certain things that we enjoy, for example, than we do other things. And so we tend to do those things more often. And because we do them more often, they begin to become values of our home. And in fact, those values even become habitual because we value them so much. And that's what drives culture. So that means that if you come to the Jones home, you chill out with us for a little while, you're going to see certain cultural additives that make us who we are, the things that we like to do most often. And if I were to go to your home or to the home of another colleague of yours or someone else across the city, we'd see some other things that they value, you value higher than others, and that you do more often. And that's what creates the culture of your particular home and your particular environment. Now, the reality is, though, that we can become so committed to those cultures, as we should, perhaps, that they can become a place of absoluteness for us, where we will defend that culture at all costs. And it could also cause us to be blind to the benefits of anyone else's value system and what it is that they might attribute higher than another. And so that's where conflict comes in. When we have those cultures pit against one another, that's where the clash of cultures can come. That doesn't have to necessarily be that way. And let me just end this by saying that that often is centered around race and ethnicity, because we tend to group ourselves around our ethnic commonalities and around our racial commonalities. And it is within those groups that those value systems get built and they begin to get ingrained. And so much so until, here we go again, we're defending and we're clashing. So our work is to help people come in and understand the cultural values that each other share, understand where the why it is important to the different groups, and to also understand how to cross those cultural barriers and to engage in a proper way. Not losing who you are, but celebrating the mix of who we are together. And how can together then we can multiply and produce, like I mentioned earlier in the segment.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're going to be joining our podcast team like that. That brings me to that then. I'm excited, and a lot of us are excited that you're going to be joining our podcast team here at WGRT. And your podcast is going to be called One Nation. Give us a little synopsis of what One Nation means, kind of maybe whet our listeners' appetite for what you're going to be bringing on a regular basis as far as programming for our station.
Well, if there's anyone that's listening right now that wants to know, one, more about themselves, more about why they think what they think from a cultural perspective, more about why the people around them think what it is that they think, they want to listen. They want to know why other people believe what they believe in terms of where they're coming from, their race or their ethnicity. They want to listen. But more than anything, they want to be a part of this podcast experience to know how to bridge the gulf, know how to bridge the gap. We are going to get into some of the most interesting aspects of understanding about culture that I think one could ever come across. We're going to talk about fun stuff like, how do folk think about time based on race, right? Mm-hmm. Or what could just going get a simple ice cream mean to when it comes to thinking about race and ethnicity? Like, what could that even have anything to do with that? We're going to get into all of those kinds of fun topics. And at the end of every broadcast, we're going to make certain that that listeners understand how to live in oneness with one another. Truly, truly, truly oneness. And that's what helps us to be the one nation that we truly can.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm really excited. I'm excited to learn and grow personally from listening to you and having you be a part of our programming. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. And I am too looking so forward to this.
To learn more about Anthony and hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.